listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table.
We have no choice. As anyone opposed to bringing her?
About her being in danger, that is where the danger's coming from.
I'm sorry, Gaines. It's an order.
I pulled the gun out, and I pulled it into Jerry's head, and I pulled the trigger. A piece of information for Doug Caliburn. He said he left it with you. A uniformed police officer. We're not the bad guys you think we are. Enough is enough.
Just no. You had your chances, too.
Fire and black smoke accompanied by an ear-ringing bang. North Star State Enterprises. Grab it. Dan Winters. Private donations. He finishes spraying the extinguisher. RJ.
Maine.
It's Gucci Maine.
Back with another episode of The Nasty Table.
Can I tell you guys about my extreme road rage incident today? I almost fought Jay to the ROC. Do you know who that is? Trailer Park Boys?
Oh, I thought you said
Jada
something.
J-Rock?
Yeah, J-Rock.
This J-Rock motherfucker literally got out of... parked his car in the middle of ongoing traffic and got out of his car to yell at me today.
No.
Yeah, dude.
Innocent until my guilt is proven.
Dude, it was fucking crazy.
Holy shit.
It was right there. So I'm turning left across traffic, and he's pulling out from the neighborhood. I have the right of way, in case anybody was wondering. And... I wasn't even thinking about it. I was like in the middle of a conversation with my brother, and this dude like drives straight towards me, like in the middle of traffic, goes around me over like around to my right on the shoulder, and I'm like to pass me, and I'm like pulls out and everything, and I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? But I like didn't even think anything of it. But like while he was next to me, he like was going slow and looks at me, and he's like mouthing at me and like gives me the finger. So I gave him the fucking finger back. I'm like, fuck you, dude. Yeah. And he did not like that. And he pulled out and literally parked his car in front of my car and got out of his car, standing on the street in the road. There's fucking people waiting behind us, straight up. Literally, like, it's not, they couldn't even go by us.
Yeah.
Just watching this guy fucking, like, he's got his hat like this. He's got his hat like.
Pants real low.
Oh, and he had snake bite piercings, and he had like an eyebrow piercing too, and he was like, saying all this shit, blah blah blah, and I'm literally just going, get the fuck back in your car. Like, there's people around, like, this is fucked up,
holy shit.
And eventually he just like went like this, and I could see that he said like suck me. He went like this, like grabbed his crotch and said suck me, got back in his car. Yo, and his window was literally like saran wrap. You know what I mean? Like, it was crazy. And I just was like, well, then I just made my turn finally. Because the whole time, of course, like the cars are all coming by on the left.
Right.
I can't turn. So I'm just like in this moment where I'm like, fight or flight. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, is this guy going to come at me? Do I have to run him over? Can I just turn left?
Jesus.
It was fucking, I was like, dude, is this guy serious right now?
Was this on your way here?
On my way home from work today, like 2 o'clock.
69 sessions, and I just realized I can mute you guys.
I was like, am I?
I heard that. Yeah.
That's why I'm playing with the headphones.
It's literally just a button. I had no idea that
I could do that. Oh, I can do. I had no idea.
You could just
that.
Mute our headphones.
You have all the power.
I can just mute your microphone.
Oh, and
I don't work anymore.
Yeah.
What? How did I not know that?
No, that's dumb.
69 sessions, and we're still learning. I'm still learning. I don't know. There's so much in this fucking thing that I don't know, like, what it does. I know that there's, like, sound pads. I know that one of these is, like, it'll do, like, applause or something.
Oh, we're on session 69.
On your shit.
I know. I mean,
it's like the iCarly, like, crowd sounds.
But yeah, that's that.
Nickelodeon-ass crowd sounds.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about it.
You need to get a laugh track button, dude.
I do. I really do. And I can do it. I just got to figure out, like,
No fucking way.
Oh, you do have it.
Oh, yes.
You do have it. You set it up.
You should
like
have
that,
put right after people? You got your hand bit off.
I think they're people.
Fuck.
The way you got the boom. That's crazy.
Whoa.
Yo.
What?
Whoa.
Do they overlap?
Where's that supposed to be?
I know, right?
Dude, you can definitely get it like how Discord has them.
Let me please have a recap of the last session.
Fuck RJ, man.
Yeah, fuck him.
Those things are gone. Seems like we need all these little puzzle pieces that we've left around. Did we take the teeth or did we leave them in the fire with the van?
The jaw?
No, the teeth after we killed the monster.
You left the teeth with Davy Jones's.
Yeah, we brought the teeth
okay.
Back. Yeah.
I thought we left them in the fire. All right, we got one thing.
Yeah.
Because it seems like they want Nancy's body, ashes from the kid, teeth. It seemed like RJ went when he took something. It was the, I don't know if I'm jumping ahead, but it's this guy was the teeth. RJ might be the eyes. This guy was the dick. Right. And he stole
ass.
His dick when he left. Yeah, he stole his ass.
Yeah.
With that ass, boy.
We don't know what this...
This ass is too nice to leave.
Could you tell us what he was? I mean, he's gone. Could you tell us what he was?
No. What? Are you fucking insane? Are you crazy?
What part
no.
of the body was he?
No, I'm not telling you.
Why the fuck not?
Because it might be story relevant.
We know that it was a part of the body. Good job.
He melted in the same way that fucking... I almost just said Dan Aykroyd. That fucking Doug Caliburn did.
Oh, that's right.
Is
that who you cast him as?
I should. I fucking hate Dan Aykroyd.
Why?
Dan Aykroyd again?
Fucking
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Dan Aykroyd, if you're listening.
He's on SNL forever.
What's his name again?
Blow him up.
Dan Aykroyd.
He's got
Dan
a shitty boat.
Aykroyd. I think he was on. Yeah, he was on SNL.
Dan Aykroyd vodka.
Take a look at it.
Yeah, it's the Crystal Skull vodka.
Oh, really?
Fucking bitch. Dan Aykroyd, if you're listening.
Yo, fuck you, yeah, Dan Aykroyd. You look like a little punk ass bitch, too. I'm looking at your Google images right now, fool.
Dan Aykroyd and a shitty fucking boat.
Fool.
What's wrong with his boat? What?
I don't want to talk about it.
Fuck his boat.
Move on.
This bird guy called Dan right after I talked to him. A little suspicious what I was going for. I didn't really have a plan on the phone.
Crazy how we don't give you shit for that. But when another guy doesn't have a plan for the phone, it's the fucking end of the world.
I'm sorry. Did we not get the evidence? And whose hand got bitten off? Nobody's. To be fair, you weren't on the phone for that one. You just hit the window.
Oh, he's blaming you for something completely different, too.
Yeah, what?
Wow. Right through the fucking mud.
Wow. That is like...
Yeah.
Wow.
I rolled a one.
See, it's what he's
whatever.
Doing. It's what he's doing to us.
I've done nothing. I'm the goodest boy in the world.
He starts this between
I'm such
us.
A sweet little boy. You're wrong.
I critically failed. I'm sorry. From Linwood,
the
South.
Old town of Belchester.
It's real. I looked it up.
I know it is.
Did you see the population?
No.
It's like 200 people.
Mm. What I did see, something interesting, and I want to make this clear to you guys. I'm making... I always love these things that I get to say aloud that I never thought that I would. I don't think that anyone in the entire world or history of the world has ever said these words aloud, but I'm going to say them. I am making adaptions to the Minnesota county borders for this story. Hennepin is slightly larger, and if you look at a real map of Minnesota, this is not going to matter to you guys, but I want to say it because for my sake, so I have that continuity. Hennepin is slightly larger and has absorbed the two neighboring counties of Dakota County and Goodhue County. Additionally, Olmsted County has absorbed the neighboring county of Wabasha County.
Not Wabasha.
You really did Wabasha like that?
That's what it is.
There's somebody out there so fucking pissed that knows the geography of Minnesota.
From Wabasha, bro.
Bellevue, and we'll get to that, is in Hennepin County.
Is Linwood in Hennepin?
No, it is not. It is Olmsted.
Okay.
Or, did I say Bellevue? Belchester.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
A number of falls kind of come down this way, and then there's tributaries that come off of the Mississippi, and it's a whole thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter.
This is Joe sitting alone, one lamp in his room.
It doesn't matter.
Where does this tributary tie in?
Oh, man, and it's been so much fun. I like to play in old settings because there's a resource that I have for all these old maps, and I love to look at all these old maps of, like, I've been staring at them this whole year of just, like, these old 1970s, 1960s map of all across Minnesota. It's been really fun. Finish this recap for me. I don't want to get rolling. So, following an explosion at the county clerk's and Caleb's endeavors to dig up information therein, Ray, behind the wheel of the van, drives off as police sirens wail in the distance. As if a second thought, while Caleb and Roy are reviewing some documents, perhaps some of you notice the rest of your passengers. Dr. Davy Jones, clutching his medical bag, Greg Atkins, wide-eyed, with his brow furrowed, looking out the windshield, Laura Gossman, in her red dress, pulling nervously at the hem, and the good dog Sarge, stiff at attention, within reach of Ray. Exiting the parking lot, a speed bump sets the scene as you all come back down to Earth, back to the present moment. I want to ask first, Ray, where are you heading, and what are the rest of you doing? And I imagine, Caleb, at this point, you're kind of reviewing these documents, going through some of these things that you took out of the clerks. What are you doing?
So, we are in the parking lot? We're starting in the parking lot?
You're leaving the parking lot.
So I have already decided to turn the direction that, but I don't want to, you know, retcon our actions from last week.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I start driving that way.
In the direction that RJ was heading?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking out for him. I really don't expect to find much. We know RJ, but, I guess if Sarge is near me, I want to pop him a treat, give him a little pet.
Yep.
Try and calm him down.
Yep. And he kind of steadies himself. You start driving block, and there's cars coming back and forth. There's people walking on the side of the road. Some of them are, like, hurrying up. The first thing that you do see is kind of as you're going maybe two blocks up, you hear sirens up the road to your left. And you look up, and you can see probably about three, four blocks down a fire truck that's making its way through, and the cars are on the road or kind of going to either side of the road so it can get up.
We know where they're going.
Do we know where we're going?
Well, Caleb, you got an address, right? I mean...
Yeah, I mean...
We can't just bust in the cabin, but,
I do, but they saw the van. They know it's us. They saw our families. Maybe that's first priority. To get them safe. April, your wife.
If they wanted to kill him, they would have killed him already.
He said that...
He said.
The last chance. I mean, you heard RJ. We've seen who's there. They have people. A lot of people.
So you want me to go home?
Not saying that. Just gather them.
Let's just call into the station. Let's let them handle it.
Sure.
We got how many more days of this?
Hey, I'm not making any decisions here. I was just saying.
This is nothing a phone call can't fix. Just whenever we get to fucking out of here, we can pull up at a gas station or something.
Driving further into Minneapolis, or are you... Because at this point, the way that you're heading is further into Minneapolis.
And as we're driving, I'm eyes fixated out of the window. I know it's, like, you know, I know he's probably gone, but I'm looking for him, RJ.
Yeah, and you just watch people walking, and you see some guy in, like, a blue jacket, and you blink, and it was a black jacket, and then... You see some guy with long hair, and it's not him, and on, fixated on these people walking on the side of the road that aren't him. Another two or three blocks go by.
Yeah, I want to turn I'm not making a U-turn, but I want to turn around. I want to go, like, you know, turn, go 4, 5, 6 blocks, turn again.
Yep. So are you trying to make a, like, a longer U-turn?
Yeah, just stretch it out a couple blocks.
So you're heading north. You want to make a left and then another left to start heading south?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, and you end up doing that. It's going to take a little bit of time just navigating through traffic. Greg does speak up in the back. You said that was Captain Ackrell?
Yeah. Is that the guy who went for the car?
Yeah, that was Ackrell.
Hmm. He doesn't say anything else.
You work for him?
Yeah. Told you I did.
I mean, you know, like directly under him?
No. No. But he was, you know, up there with Dan, so.
Can I roll human on him?
Sure.
Dude. I love rolling 90s. Oh.
Can't make heads or tails. Nothing.
Yep.
Outrageously yep. Suspicious. Mm-hmm. Eventually you do head like 3 blocks up, 4 blocks over, and make another left, and you're now heading south.
Like continuing the conversation with Greg. So did you work? You worked under Roger and Doug, or just Roger? Like, how can?
No.
What was the setup? What was the hierarchy?
There were a bunch of captains. I just answered directly to my lieutenant, and he answered to his captain, and his captain wasn't either of them. But they all answered to Dan.
Yeah, but these two guys were, well, they're Dan's right-hand man.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there had to have been something. I don't know, man. I'm just asking about the overall culture here. You got to describe the lay of the land.
It's mixed up. Orders would hit my desk from a captain that I don't directly answer to, or directly from someone else. Or, I mean, this wasn't the typical hierarchy of a police station. This was guys talking at a bar at night, you know.
Like that, though, what if we're talking not hitting your desk when you're in places like Golden King? Yeah. Where are the orders coming from then?
Oh, that's coming from either Roger or, you know, any of the captains, really. But sometimes I would just talk directly to Dan.
You didn't say Doug. Was Doug giving out orders?
No. No one really talked to Doug.
Was Doug kind of dumb?
Anytime I talked to him, he seemed pretty smart. Or at least, you know, not dumb. I wouldn't say dumb.
I never asked. After Golden King, we all know you were supposed to off RJ. What was your plan after that?
Well, I wasn't really kept in the loop too much on that. That was mostly Dante. But I was told by my captain, go here, watch these guys. They're supposed to be watching someone important. I didn't know it at the time. I mean, I've met RJ before, but I found out that it was him, and all I was told was to go there and, you know, help them out in whatever they were doing. I wasn't given any direct orders or anything like that, where to go afterwards or anything like that.
You met him before?
Yeah.
Mind explaining a little bit of that for me, how that went?
Blue Coda.
At Blue Coda you met him?
Yeah.
Okay. So you meet him in person, free man, and then a short while later he's locked up in a freezer. Any explanation? Did they give you anything?
No, I mean, any situation like that, I mean, that wasn't a rare occurrence for somebody to not be in the favor of what was going on. People wanted things a particular way, and sometimes people got out of line, and that's just kind of how it happened.
Right.
Like I said, I wasn't too involved in this. I kind of told you as much as I was involved for what I would do, but the culture or the, you know, hierarchy there, it was beyond me.
What time is the Stars game tonight? Do we know this?
You don't know.
There's no fucking way.
There's no goon out there.
I don't know.
You don't know. How would you, I mean, you,
unreal.
Would you like to go get a fucking newspaper? You can do that.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah, you can. And then you could get that information.
Fucking God.
Okay. Jerry's a big Stars fan.
Did you find that information?
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan. I would know, dude. Big Stars. I would know, dude.
He's not, he loves the Stars.
I love the Stars.
What are you guys doing?
So going to the Stars game, obviously. Come on, let's go.
Buy some foam fingers first.
The Stars did play the Rangers on this day in history. I don't know what time. It didn't tell me what time. Okay. You already established that you like hockey, so you would probably know that this game is tonight at 9.
Let's go! Fuck yeah!
That's a little late for a game. I don't know if I can make it.
Yeah, I'm getting tired already. I think I'm gonna head out. It's at 9 p.m.
Hey, yo, shout out Ant for the Airheads. Mm-hmm.
Shout out Ant.
Can I look up my Minneapolis map book if I can find this 5000 South 27th Ave, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55417?
Yeah, it's easy enough to find it. It's an address in the middle of in Minneapolis.
I looked it up, actually.
Where is it?
It's like somebody's house.
That's cool. Yeah. What was it in 1971?
I don't know.
Yeah, you want to play this fucking game with me? We can play it. Do you want to look at the old maps like I did?
No, I'm not playing a game. I just thought it was an interesting thing, no. And now you're all mad about the hockey game time.
No, we are playing a game. It's called Delta Green. Oh, the fucking homosexual rigmarole.
Day man. Why day man?
You man.
Yeah. All right. Oh, enough. Yeah. Please, we have like 20 minutes of gameplay.
Shout out ASAP Bird.
Coming here to get my hair cut.
And you gotta hit me with the homosexual rigmarole. All right.
Oh, we're all gonna have trouble talking.
Do I see what the
yeah,
what the location is?
Yeah.
Would it show if it's like business or like residential?
No, so it's you're able to find the street. Like obviously that map isn't gonna actually have the marked like street how like the numbers, but it, you find that street.
Is it like city or is it like more rural?
No, it's in the city.
Okay.
It looks like it's in like a main part of Minneapolis.
Okay.
Are you driving in circles?
No. Do I notice he's looking up an address? Like, the address?
He's got a map out. Mm.
What? You guys want to stop anywhere? Before we head out?
I mean, that payphone, if anything, but I was going through these addresses. The fuck is this guy's name? The cop in the back.
Greg Atkins.
Greg Atkins. Jesus, thank you. Can I turn to Greg and
the dirty cop?
Show him this 5000 South 27th Ave. Point out where it is.
Yeah, no, we never did anything around there. At least not that I remember.
Can I try to look for... Did I look for a sale before this 258 98th
Street?
Yeah,
you established that's
Golden King.
It looks around where Golden King was.
Okay. I mean... Nothing else, and besides, I mean, the section's so big. This has to be the ranch here, right? And on this map, this piece of map that I have that's burnt out,
yeah.
There is an area in Belchester that's circled in red, right, or like outlined in red.
Yeah, it looks like it's literally highlighted in red over an actual map.
Okay, so that's not... Yeah, that's like in marker or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like directly handwritten on, not like screen printing ink or anything like that.
Oh, wouldn't it be the poor fucking listeners?
Just
be like,
crackers and pop rocks.
It's like, my turn to bring snacks this week. I brought crackers and pop rocks.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, and I, if they haven't already seen it, want to show everybody else in here.
Yeah, and we will establish that you've gone through the majority of those documents, including the information on Dan Winter's private donations as well. Mm-hmm. Enough time has passed.
And after going through that list of private donations, we still can just assume that the majority of the money is going to the Southern Minnesota Wildlife.
The only money is going to the Southern Minnesota Wildlife Foundation.
Okay.
Did you give us a physical document with that?
No, I did not.
Okay. You were just saying it?
Yep.
Well, I think it sounds like we really only got one place to go. And if we can stop at a gas station on the way, then that would be ideal. If you manage to find one, Ray. Belchester, right?
We're headed there now.
Where else is there to go? The other house?
Home. Get everybody else in the department.
We just got here.
You don't want to get everybody else? You ready to go in now?
I'm ready to stop at a payphone and, you know, tell the lieutenant, go round up our people, our folks, but...
Yeah, we can go, but I'm with Caleb on this one. We should at least go back to the station first before we go. Even if it's just to tell everyone in person, but... There's only so much we want to be saying over the phones, even if it's just a payphone on the station lines. We would like to have every advantage that we could get going to this place, right?
I mean, not for nothing. You got what? Sarge, he's with you. I saw what happened. I was there with that altercation with your mother. I don't even know what the fuck happened there. I'm under the impression, really, that the only person in this van that should be concerned about people is you, and I point at Jerry.
Yeah, we should go back.
Sorry. Gun to your niece's head did nothing for you?
I'm comfortable with calling the lieutenant quicker and telling the lieutenant, or fucking Aaron Lang, I'm telling him, go handle this. Calling Gaines?
All right, man.
It's just 2 hours. We this trip wasn't for nothing. We got a lot.
All right.
If these two are saying we should go back,
I'm outvoted.
We probably should go back. It's only a 2-hour drive.
This is only because
we'll be back.
We still think we are, well, relatively veiled right now. Like, we still got time before they really know that we set off the alarms. I think we got just a little bit of time to bullshit. And we might as well get ahead with them, you know. Tell our boys, with no taps, no wiretap possibility in person, that it's time. If you want to tell Gaines or Lang to go watch April, that's fine, but you should tell them face to face.
I'm outvoted. Let's head back.
If this is really it.
Yeah.
Sarge starts growling.
What's up, boy? I kind of reel him in, pet him a little.
Mm-hmm. And then he stops. Where are you heading?
Turn it around. Let's go back.
Am I able to roll or maybe or something? Can I just to see, like, did I see him growl? Was I looking at him when he growled?
No, you probably just heard him.
Hmm.
Where are
after we? He growls, can I look at him? Where's he looking at?
Looking at Ray, who's petting him. Okay.
What was the last... Like, was something said? Like, someone was done speaking, and then he immediately started growling? Did we, like, hit a... Did I notice anything happen?
No. Okay. Nothing out of the ordinary. You turn around... I'm sorry, where are you heading?
I am driving south.
Heading south out of Minneapolis?
Yes.
Okay. Passing several streets on the way. You're probably about 10 blocks out from the main way. Now, this is just an assumption I'm making, but I want to establish it. The way you came into Minneapolis was not far from the county clerk's office. Are you trying to avoid the county clerk's office on your way out?
Yeah. Well, I don't really have... The way we did the U-turn, I think I don't have to avoid it at this point. I just kind of went far away in west. I went far west enough from the highway, right, to kind of like loop all around it, go down for a while, and when I think I've totally cleared Minneapolis, then I'll shoot back to the highway.
All right, that's going to take you a while. It might take you maybe like 20, 30 minutes.
Did you say like 20 extra minutes?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. You begin doing that. Sarge starts growling again.
We already drove like three
probably about like 5 minutes in. Sarge starts growling, and you guys hear.
I Roy's like the hair on his fucking skin like curls and like turns around.
Laura Gossman sitting crisscross applesauce petting a chicken.
Yo, what?
Everybody roll sanity.
I failed. 83 on a 32.
83 on a 39.
3 on a 30.
44 on a 44.
Success. Crazy. Successes. 44. Successes lose 0. Fails lose 1. The chicken is gone.
It's gone?
We all saw this?
100%.
Can I look at Davey?
Mm-hmm. He wasn't really paying attention.
Roy fucking...
Is everybody like... Are you guys like looking
Roy
like...
Roy stands up and like puts his hand on
the back of the truck.
On like on fucking like Ray's shoulder and he stands up. He's like... And he points exactly where the chicken was. You guys fucking saw that, right? You guys saw the fucking chicken.
Laura?
Hi.
What was that? What was that?
Explosion.
And I look over at, like, Roy.
Okay.
Roy, like, I imagine Van is still driving. Like, Roy, like, gets out of his seat, fucking gets down, like, he, like, kneels down. He's like, were you just playing with a chicken?
No. I had chicken earlier. McDonald's.
I want to kind of motion, like, to Roy, like, no.
I pat Laura, like, on the shoulder twice. Get up. Sit down. Roll the window down a little bit. Get some fresh air.
Continuing to drive.
Can I kind of go up behind Roy?
Yeah.
Kind of right in his ear. Was that the same chicken?
Was it?
For the audio listeners, I have nodded towards Alex.
It's a distinct chicken.
Roy would not mistake it.
It was the chicken. It was the chicken. It was Henrietta.
It's Georgie.
What?
Henrietta?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is Henrietta?
It's your fucking chicken, dog.
No, Georgie's the chicken. I don't know. Whatever. Roy doesn't give a fuck.
As you're driving, now you're getting closer into the entrance ramp to get southbound back to Linwood. you're probably about 3 or 4 blocks off of this entrance ramp, and you can even see from here sirens on the entrance ramp. Lights flashing. Do you continue?
How far on the road are we? Probably. Are we on the highway?
No, no. So you're about four blocks until the entrance ramp onto the highway, and you can see sirens on the entrance ramp.
Jerry would like to go to sleep. He's lights. Had enough of this.
Seriously?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Will I gain health?
No.
I thought I will if I go to sleep.
At night?
What is it? Sorry.
2 hour nap won't give me any health?
No.
Ooh.
What is this?
Full night's rest.
We see blinking, like flashing lights.
You see
lights.
Flashing lights on the entrance ramp four blocks off. And traffic is...
Not going to sleep.
Extended up this way.
Okay.
Seems like traffic is almost at like bumper to bumper.
Okay, I want to continue to... Like, I assume I'm driving, like, I don't want to call it back roads, but just, like, through towns and stuff.
Yeah.
Parallel to the highway.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I should keep doing that.
Yep. And you
I know it's going to take longer, but, like...
But are you trying to get on this highway at some point?
I mean, I guess, but it's going to be, like, okay, there's an entrance ramp to the highway every half mile or so if I'm driving through towns and stuff. It's probably going to be, like, another 15, 20 minutes.
I do want to say that Minneapolis is huge. You're not out of Minneapolis yet, even if you drive for 20 minutes. You keep going, eventually still hitting this this road that leads out, trying to get a little bit further, maybe to some farther back roads on the outskirts, and you see another set of sirens. Lights that are flashing and traffic that's coming to a standstill. You keep driving a little bit more farther up and out. And another extending out of the city. Three instances of situations where this road definitely extends out of Minneapolis, blocked by traffic and flashing lights in the distance.
Fuck, boys.
Yeah, they don't want us leaving, or they don't want RJ leaving, or both.
Yeah, I'm sure if we make it to one of these... Does it look like a traffic stop? Like
police officers? Absolutely. Something similar to like a DUI checkpoint or something like that?
I mean, best bet is they're looking for white van. Can I look at my map?
Yeah.
Is there any way to go like a long way, like kind of into the country around this?
So that's what Ray was attempting to do. There are several roads that lead out of Minneapolis. Probably put it at about a dozen in total, but the first four that you have encountered seem to have this blockage.
Have we passed any gas stations?
Several.
Okay. How about we just stop at the next gas station? We gotta figure something out here.
All right. Next one I see.
Below. Yeah, easy to find, like a Phillips 66.
Do we?
Not a lot of traffic in the parking lot.
We have a radio in here, right?
Yeah.
Can I tune it to Minneapolis, the station? I got it on the last time I was here, when we were in Aseo.
Where was that? State Police, 104.5.
No, I figured out their code.
Oh,
I flipped through in the
correct.
Car when we were waiting.
Yes, yeah, you
and
get
I
them.
Have Minneapolis's...
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and you start listening to the radio chatter.
Mm-hmm.
So this gas station kind of comes into view. You can see it's Phillips 66. There's maybe like two cars in the parking lot there.
Okay.
There still is a decent amount of traffic in this area as well, but it doesn't look like many people are pulling into this parking lot.
We can go in here and get fucking two rental cars, a rental car. I don't fucking know. I mean, it's right. We shouldn't stay in this van.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we can try. It would be a good idea to get in a different vehicle, yeah.
Yeah, I say we stop here because I don't think your map tells us where rental cars would be, right?
No.
All right, and we can, is it? Can I roll, like, law to see, like, if we can just, like, fucking... Open the vehicle. I'm an officer. I'm taking your vehicle.
You can do whatever you want.
All right, I just walk in, right? I get out of the fucking car.
Yeah, is this car, like, just filled with our shit, too, now?
Yeah. Greg kind of, like, looks around. Davy Jones, too. Davy Jones says... Is that for us?
I'm out of the car, right? Window was rolled down because I wanted fresh air. Yep. I like fucking pull out a cigar, and I got my like arms crossed, leaning into the window now.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine I hear him say that.
Yeah.
What do you think, man? You know what? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'd say that there's a high chance that is for us.
I don't want to do this.
All right. Does anybody want to walk in here with me? I'll do it myself. I don't give a fuck. We just got to go get a book, so we find some rental cars.
No. I start collecting the stuff out of the car as much as I can, put in my jacket.
Okay.
Evidence that this was ours.
Sure, that's a lot of stuff we're talking about.
Yeah, I start handing some to Jerry.
Okay.
As much as I can.
So, I mean, we're not going to get rental.
I said I don't want to do this.
So if Caleb is like grabbing shit, I'm like, what are you doing?
Are we ditching this thing?
Yeah, but there's two cars in this lot, and like,
Roy, I don't want to do this.
What do you want to do?
I want to go home. This is fucked up. A car just fucking exploded. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you saw that.
Yeah. You can try to go home. I mean, look. You can try. I'm not... You're a free man. I'm not going to stop you, but I'll say that...
Dude, you did not tell me what I was signing up for.
We'll get you a car.
This feels really weird.
Okay.
You won't get me a car. I'm going to call a cab.
All right, come on. Come with me.
He gets out. He opens up the door, steps out. Takes two or three steps in the parking lot.
And I look at Caleb. I'm like, you're... So you're thinking that we're just going to take these cars. Is that what you're thinking?
Up to you.
Is that why you're grabbing shit?
I'm on your order if we need to move fast.
All right, yeah, walk. Oh, fuck, man. Does anybody? What Jerry and Ray's faces look like?
Man, I am walking with a cane. I don't want to do any more walking than I have to do.
Yeah.
Ray looks very, like, calmly distressed, if you will. Like, you can tell it's really taken everything for him to just, like, sit and breathe.
Okay. All right, so. Yeah, I just walked the fuck in with Davy Jones to the gas station.
Yeah, and he follows behind you, and you open up the door. The radio goes off.
One more time on those physical descriptions. No, hold on, wait, no, I got those. Give me the government names. Yeah, we got Leroy McNeil, Caleb O'Connor, Jerry Flores, and Ray Hoyt, a.k.a. Leo Morrison. Copy that.
You enter the gas station with Dr. Davy Jones. Look, Ray. Look, Roy. Ray. Fucking whatever. Look. This is not what I'm here to do. You want me to help, you know, your hand or whatever, that's fine. But this is not okay. You're operating on a different level right now, okay? I don't want you to be mad at me, but this is not... You did not tell me that this is what it was going to be like.
I stick my hand out. Like trying to... I stick my hand out.
He doesn't shake it. You guys are going to get yourselves killed.
I just walk in the gas station.
He walks in, starts making his way towards a payphone.
Did I hear the radio?
No.
All right, yeah, I walk up to the cashier.
Yep.
And I say, shit, man or woman? Like, what are we
younger looking man. Like? Looks okay. Like maybe late teens, early 20s.
All right. Like, how you doing, man? Is that your car outside?
Yeah.
Cool, okay. You got a manager here?
Yeah, he's in the back.
I guess that's his car, right?
Yeah. Okay. Are they like parked wrong or something?
Oh, no, no, no. I look, what kind of cars are they?
Two of them not able to make the model, but they both look like Chevrolets.
Okay, they're gonna, just judging, would the van shit fit in both
of those
vehicles?
Yes.
Okay. Well, just to let you know, pull up my badge. I'm a police officer.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm Captain Roger Ackroll. Pleasure to meet you, man.
Sure.
Look, we got a very emergent situation here. I gotta be honest with you. We need two cars, and you know, we got no choice. We're gonna take your guys' cars.
Really?
I know, yeah. yeah, really. Obviously we'll return them. You can go to the county clerk's office.
Brian, come here real quick. Another guy comes out from the back. He looks like almost the exact same age as this kid.
Okay. Hey.
And he looks at the kid. What? Just the kid just points at you.
Yeah. I look over my shoulder at Davey.
Hangs up the phone and starts walking outside.
Okay. How you doing, man? Brian, I'm Roger. Roger Ackroll.
He said they got to take our cars.
Show him the badge. Yeah, look, man, sorry, we got no choice. It's,
impounded?
No, you're not being impounded. You parked fine, and I'm sure it's a registered vehicle. We haven't even checked. We got every exit blocked. We got personnel we're not allowing to leave the city. We need your vehicles to assist with that.
Will we get the cars back? Like, are you going to pay us? Or?
Absolutely, yeah. You will. First off, you will be compensated, but head on to the county clerk's office and... I'd say 12 hours, not even that. We'll shoot for a solid 10. And
I don't want to be like, you know, annoying. I want to help you guys, but like,
right?
You get a receipt or like a ticket or something, or like some paperwork or something.
Yeah, I can fill out a ticket for you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
Pull out fucking, I don't know, notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Ackroll. I'm saying legally impounding, and then whatever the make and models of their fucking cars are.
Yeah.
See county clerk's office 1871 at 10 hours at fucking, I don't know, 10 p.m.
You hand it to him?
I hand it to him.
So you need him for like what?
We got every exit covered right now. We got personnel we're not allowing to leave the
scene. No, I heard that, but like...
Yeah. We got to get to the exits of where our dispatchers are.
Oh, you guys, okay, you guys don't have cars.
Yes, correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, are we going to be paid for this?
Yeah, every car we take, I mean, it depends
on... Do you guys do this a lot?
No, trust me, this is a rare thing. This is so much paperwork I had to fill out for this shit. But every car we take, it's about, depends on the make and model, but I'd guesstimate we're going to give you an average of 150 per car.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right. Cool, okay. Sounds good.
All right. Brian and...
Dan.
Brian, Dan. Good men.
Sure. Pleasure to help the community.
Stick my hand out. We really appreciate your help.
Yeah. I mean, get those guys.
Yeah. I'll be taking the keys now.
Oh, right. Kind of fishes around in his pocket and he kind of like looks at it and it looks like he's popping off like a bottle opener that he's got on it. County clerks. I got it on that note. Okay, cool.
Beautiful.
Sure. I mean, just don't scratch it or anything.
We'll try not to, man. Yeah. Brian, Dan, good guys.
Hey,
thank you.
Remember this next time I get pulled over.
You got my word. You got my word. Remember, Roger Ackroll.
Roger. Right. Thanks, man.
All right. Oh my Start God. To walk
good
out.
Good luck. Walk out with two sets of keys.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Take a program. No fucking dog.
There's no way.
I walk out, and as I walk out, I'm like, all right. Bring the van up. Bring the van up.
Yeah. So during that time, I do want to say that those guys who are outside, I don't even know if anyone's looking. Davy Jones comes out, and he starts walking up towards the van. And this is after that radio chatter happened. I don't know if you guys even have a conversation about this, but Davy Jones just opens the door slightly, puts his medical bag in there, closes it, and then you see him waiting on the sidewalk. That radio chatter just went off. What are you guys doing?
All right. I mean... They got physical descriptions. We're not passing the checkpoint, right? And they know the van. If he gets those two cars, I mean, we got We gotta grab him. We gotta grab Davey. We got two drivers. Four of us can hide.
Am I here for this?
No, you're inside still talking to
Wait,
Dan and
what
Brian.
Did they call you?
What? I will tell you. Can we just get out of the city first? I promise you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, here, I keep handing you guys stuff to take out of the van as we're going, grab the radio out.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that makes this look like our police van.
Yeah.
Fuck, can I get out and start taking the plates off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Grab the plates, anything I can put, jacket pockets, everything.
Yeah, I mean, I'll grab whatever I can and start making my way out.
But
I mean, yeah.
There's guns here, guys.
Yeah, I know.
What are we doing with those?
Trunk.
Yeah, wrapping it in coat.
Blanket, coat, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, and putting it in the trunks.
Actually, I mean, fuck.
Well, Sarge hasn't come out with the keys just yet. Oh. Just yet.
I mean, we got two and two. One can take the girl. One can take the dog. I don't think they're looking for those. Fuck.
Hey, if they're looking for you, then they at least know something about me.
And are they going to know your face?
Some of them at the checkpoint might. Do you want to take that chance?
Can Laura drive?
Nah.
Yeah. Can the dog drive?
Shit. And then at this point, Roy comes out with the keys.
Anybody got any type of... anything to change one of our appearances here?
I mean...
I don't know if we're getting through there, dude. I mean, switching the cars is a good idea, but...
You heard him.
We would have to wait it out.
They got physical descriptions.
You want to...
Yeah, how would we get out if that's the case? We're not. We're not. We're not playing Scooby-Doo.
We might have to call in a favor for someone to come get us.
Think it's State?
State or good old Limwin. They can come in on some business, pick us up, leave.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, I don't want to use that radio, though.
And granted, I think if anyone from the Linwood, our office, comes over here...
Do you guys tell Roy what you just heard on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you're back.
Yeah, what happened? What did I miss?
I mean, what we thought. It's for us.
Okay.
Just the four of us, though. I mean, shit.
Not RJ?
No. No, they didn't say him.
Okay.
Not over the radio, at least.
They say his name? I point to Davy Jones.
No, just the four of ours. I mean... the four of ours and physical descriptions they have.
Damn, so they're checking every car that leaves this city?
Yeah.
We're not going to get back until tomorrow. Like, yeah, we get...
A car pulls up right in front of Davy Jones and he looks at it, kind of steps up, looks like he's saying something, and he gets in the back seat.
I'm like, wait, Davey.
Now that you're looking, it looks like a yellow taxi cab before he gets in.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I woke up. I run up to him. I'm like, they just told me on the radio they got our names, man. And I whisper, I'm like, they got our names, man. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, you can't leave. You're not going to be able to leave the city.
They got my name?
They got all of our names, except for the girls.
For what?
I don't know how they got your name. I don't know how they got Greg's name.
I didn't
name.
Do anything.
I know you didn't. Look, I gotta promise you, like... Well... You'll be safest if you're with us.
Fuck.
I'm sorry,
what?
Man. I'm sorry. It's not what I wanted.
Mm-mm. No.
Can I roll?
No. No, that medical bag's in the trunk. No. This is all too fucked up. You're a fucking liar.
Davey.
No, you've been lying from the fucking jump.
Davey,
No. It's not cute. It's not funny anymore. I'm not gonna tell him anything about you, but don't come dragging me into this shit. Do you like that? Do you like dragging people down with you? You're gonna crash and fucking burn, Roy. You know that? From the beginning, from day one when we fished that body out of the fucking river, it has been a roller coaster that leads down. And I'm not gonna crash with it. You are on your own.
You're too far, man.
No.
You are.
You're wrong.
You remember what we told you, don't you?
You threatening me now?
At Weiss's house? Look, it's not a threat on my part.
I remember what you told me at Weiss's house, and he kind of puts his hand on his waistband and lifts up his shirt, and you can see sticking out is the handle of a gun. I listen then. He puts it back down.
I'm telling you, you're fucked if you go back. And it's not gonna be us. I'm not gonna do shit to you, alright? It's the motherfuckers that you're gonna pass on the road that are gonna get your ass a week from now, 2 weeks from now. I don't fucking know.
I'll take my chances.
You're fucked. Come on, you have to.
He gets in the car. And he's got his hand on the handle, about to close it, and he looks up at you. Fuck you. And he closes the door. And you can see him staring straight ahead, right at the driver's headrest. And he starts to cry. And the car pulls off.
As the car's pulling off, Roy's like mumbling shit. He's like, motherfucker, fuck! And he punches the fucking trunk of the car, mm-hmm. like enough to leave like a dent.
Yep. And there's a dent on it as it pulls off.
Walk back. He's fucked. He's shit out of luck without us. Alright, where are we at with the cars?
I assume you see me loading things between the going back and forth, trying to load things, separate things into two different cars.
Crit success on human intelligence, by the way. Anything other than a crit success, he would have believed you.
Fuck!
22 on a 40.
Jesus.
I mean, where are we headed?
We either gotta hunker down here and call state police for one last favor. Or I could put on my best disguise and hopefully Greg can do the same and get ourselves out of here. I think we might be able to identify some weak points maybe in their blockage. I don't know, it could be a total crapshoot. I don't know.
Can we estimate about how long it will take to get through these? I mean, we've heard the sirens. Can we estimate about how long it'll take to get through one of these exits?
Considering how long it would take, bumper to bumper, exits blocked in every single vein out of the heart of this city, the LFVCU find themselves trapped, backs against the wall, dogs in cages, barking to get out. That's where we're going to pick up next session.
Thanks for listening to this episode of LFVCU, a Nasty Table production.